Hey, what's up? Good. What's up, everybody?
Yes, hey, you guys. Salutations, brothers and sisters. You're tuned in to QKJJ.
Yes.
Of course, I am Jam.
And I am King Jerry.
Yes, and of course, that was Water by King Jer himself, okay? King Jer Bear.
Thank you, Queen. I appreciate it. And we really just want to thank you for taking the time and listening to us today. And honestly, we hope that you're having a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. So with that being said, with this first podcast on this, what's that?
What's today? Wednesday?
Wednesday. Yes. It's Wednesday. Wednesday for us. First of all, how are y'all doing this week, and how was your week if you're listening to this past Wednesday?
Exactly. Tell us how your week was. Just take a second to reflect on it. Let it go. Leave it in the past. If it was a hard one or if it was a good one, then embrace it.
Mm-hmm. But Queen, how was your week?
It was amazing. It was very relaxing week. It also involved us getting into some type of a routine, and I really enjoyed that. I'm really excited about it because that's been something we've been waiting to really be able to practice every single day and hold true to. It's hard to keep into a routine, but you gotta get through it.
Absolutely. And I hope that you all too at least have a good portion or positive vibe routine, whatever it is, if it's working out, if it's spending time with family. Some people may think that whether it's running your own business or possibly even being at your own job, being around family and friends, that's your baseline of a healthy routine, then take that. You know, if you have a hobby that you enjoy, healthy routine. But
You want to tell them what our routine is in the morning, like when we get up.
Oh yeah. So Queen here has been very, very indulgent when it comes to our beauty. Especially when it comes to the early morning wake up.
Yes, so, get the teethuses right.
Yes, so get the first thing right, fellas. And, you know, queens as well, too. Get the breath going. Because you got to think about it. You probably ate last night. You got to process all that digestion. You know, hopefully you brushed your teeth that night to prepare yourself for, the morning war that happens there.
Oh, yeah.
But,
With the
morning war.
That's
from
what we call it.
Yeah, it's from the late night war to the early morning battle.
Yes.
So the battle is, start off with, oil. So go ahead, Queen.
Yes, tell us about oil pulling. We do oil pulling. We just started it. I've heard people talking about it, so I'm trying it out for myself. We will let you all know how it goes because we're still not all the way finished with it or just gotten into a good point in the process. We just started a couple of days ago actually sticking to it and doing it, and usually it's just a little spoon of what was it called? Coconut oil. Swish it around in your mouth, and just, you can add some essential oil to it as well. Other people add other things as well, but right now we're just doing a little bit of coconut oil, a little bit of essential oil, swish it around in the mouth. Then, of course, go on and brush your teeth the normal way you would, and then we do like a charcoal brush. And
when Queen meant brushing your teeth normally the way that you would, she meant to say hopefully toothpaste that you're using has zero fluoride.
Yes.
dropping that for you guys. Yes. You know, making sure that you have some very healthy toothpaste. But
yes, you have to invest in yourself. I do want to mention that as well, because there are certain brands that are very affordable, and those sometimes aren't the best brands for you to be using. So you may have to buy that $5 tube of toothpaste, you know, that has tea tree in it and things like that.
I tell you what, just look on the back and look at the ingredients and read. That's also a good one too. And if you don't know how to read, because it's not funny, you know, there are some people that are illiterate. If you don't know how to read, ask someone that you trust to read for you.
Yeah, that you trust. Because I won't get into that. But yep. People stir you in the wrong direction.
Exactly. But with that being said, yes, after you go through the process of the charcoal, and again, make sure that you're reading charcoal. Make sure it's not charcoal that you're going to use on the grill, it's please.
We're not taking the little cubes of charcoal and just rubbing them on our teeth. No, we're not doing that.
Please,
I'm pretty sure everyone's seen the unpleasant way the charcoal makes your mouth look and your teeth look. And it's just because you're not used to seeing that color a lot. Embrace that. So, yes, after we do that, then we usually, like, stretch, or we try to get out and make sure that we feed on the sun and enjoy whatever Mother Nature has given us that day.
First step, number one, definitely. Thank the atmosphere that you're moving yourself into. Yes. Obviously, the environment. Take a nice deep breath, you guys. Okay. Now, depending on where you are to, you know, make sure you look, you know, left and right, you know, some places you can't take too much time, you know, because certain situations aren't so guaranteed for others. But at least take the time to look up, get that nice sun, that breakdown of the sun rays.
Just that beam. Take that sunshine, rub it all over your face, just like Richard Pryor would say. I love him.
Rub it all over your face. And really, really get into the essence of that early morning stretch and awakening.
Yes.
With that being said, if you're getting into that, of course, a lot of people then go straight to work, whatever your routine after you get up, you know, of course, throw some clothes on and you go out the door. Just at least make sure you take that first time stretch and get that essence when you walk out.
Yeah, isn't some meditation done? Just take some time to think and just really clear your mind, clear your head. Because we get so little time for ourselves nowadays, just with everything that we're obligated to do on a daily basis. It just sets your day off on the right foot when you take time for yourself.
And you may think, oh man, y'all are tripping. You forgot the most important part of the day. Did y'all eat?
Duh.
Okay, so
first of all, I get hangry.
Hangry.
You know, I have to feed the beast.
But like, seriously, depending on people's opinion, you may have a different opinion. Some people only do fluids in the morning, whether that's coffee, and not to fully promote caffeine, but whether you're taking in coffee or whether you're, you know, eating the traditional breakfast, whatever you're traditionally used to as having a breakfast. But normally for us, wintertime, eat a little bit heavier. Right now it's summertime, so at least, you know, fresh
salads,
fruits and vegetables.
Yes. Nothing but salads, chopped fresh veggies, and some squash. Summer squash. Oh, I love summer squash. We actually tried some in our air fryer. Was amazing.
Yeah.
Okay?
Now, if you need to hear that again, yes, we have an air fryer. So
yes,
go Google that. And then go cop yourself one. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. My coworker got me hip to it. I was excited when she told me about it. When I got it, I mean, I put everything in this air fryer. I'm big on wings. I'm a connoisseur of wings. And I would always throw my wings in there. It's a really quick, easy. The chicken takes what, like half the time, if like a portion of the time when you would usually, the way you usually cook it, I put some chicken in the oven, and it took like, oh my gosh, like bone-in chicken a good hour, but then in the air fryer it took about 20 minutes. So I mean, Go. There's no lose.
What we're trying to say is not so much openly promoting it, but yes. Shout out to the air fryers. Shout out to the air fryers out there.
Keeping us healthy, keeping our fried foods that we think that we need in there. Mm-hmm. So yes, it was amazing.
Absolutely, but
So we also did pedicures in the house.
Yes.
Amid the black-owned nails only stance that we hope everyone's embracing, we decided to stay in the house, not go get our nails done, not even though we would normally go get our nails done anyway. Mm-hmm. We just stayed in the house and, you know, did pedicures on each other.
And yes, fellas, you do have to take that time to lay it out there for your woman that you want to give her a pedicure. Mm-hmm. And you might be thinking, man, I ain't about to give my lady a pedicure. Man, I'm a man. Okay, first of all, listen to me. Okay, there's nothing sweet, there's nothing soft about you giving your lady. First of all, let's just start it off. Would you feel any type of way if your mama asked you to give her a pedicure, whether or not your mama's feet look good or not? I'm just saying, if your grandmama asked you, trust me, if Big Mama asked you to please wash her feet, I guarantee you, you're going to do it. Okay, mm-hmm. If your auntie, whomever in your family, if your daughter, let's get there, fellas. Okay, yes. You have a daughter, you have a niece. Okay,
yes, you have some woman in your life that you admire.
Exactly. If they ask you to simply wash their feet, give them a pedicure. That's all you're doing is washing mm-hmm. their feet. You wash your feet, and if you don't wash your feet, you're nasty. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm just keeping it real. You gotta wash your feet, but do this. And you'll see that not only are you building a relationship, because sometimes building a relationship is past just verbal, physical. There's deeper things, and also, you know, for those guys that, okay, you're past the emotional, you got to give me a reason to, okay, let's think about the money aspect. If you think about how many times your lady or a woman in your life has gone to a nail or a nail salon or wherever they've gone, beauty supply store, wherever they've gone to go hook themselves up, whether it's manicure or pedicures. Mm-hmm. Okay? Really think about this. Really think about it. That's a lot of money. Okay?
Yes, especially if they ask you for the money to go get it done.
Especially if they have asked you the money. But really think about it. That's a lot of money, not only that you're saving, you're doing. Go get the supplies. Go to Amazon. Go to, you know, or wherever you have a local store. You have the supplies. Mm-hmm. You smart, right? Hey, bruh. Those fellas out there.
Yes.
Okay, you tough enough. You tough enough to play in sports, right?
Talk to them.
So it should be easy enough for you to go ahead, go to the dollar store, go get yourself a plastic, you know, container for you to go put some hot water in, go get some Epsom salt. Mm-hmm. I'm giving you the game right here. Okay, I'm giving you the game right here.
Yes.
All you need to do is go get the Epsom salt. That's a couple dollars, bro, out your pocket. Go ahead, go get that plastic container that I could talk about. Make sure it's clean, so don't get no dirty container that you've been sitting to the side. Okay, make sure you clean it out first. Make it look good. Make it look like you're doing something. And at the bare minimum, if you need to, if you want to spice up a little bit, at the dollar store too, they got the little fake rose petals.
Yes.
You can put them joints in there. You can dice it up a little bit, put a little special over in the candy section. You can go ahead and get yourself a little bit of chocolates, you know, have her sitting there eating up while you doing a little something.
Yes,
also got a little popcorn. I'm giving you the game, son, because you don't know what the feet rubbing's gonna turn into later.
Exactly. Penny trip.
I wasn't trying to go there. I was going to say possibly she'll make you some dessert later where a cookie would be involved. That's what I was going to say. I was going to say maybe she's going to make you some chocolate chip cookies.
Yes,
you know.
Exactly. We go ahead and cook, get something done like that.
Know.
But I mean, you never know where it could lead. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly. But, you know, regardless of the factor and why I put that into that notation there is, first of all, we're trying to do something and build something bigger beyond ourselves. And if it starts with a movement, to simply at your home first, let your lady enjoy and embrace, or the woman in your life embrace you taking the time and cleaning mm-hmm. her feet.
And let us wash your feet as well. Don't be finicky about your feet and not wanting us to touch them. Exactly. Because there's nothing cool or tough about rough feet at all. And I promise you.
You know what? You know what's funny about that? Is as much as we spend money on shoes, okay? Oh, yeah. You only get two pair of feet, okay? And for those out there that happen to not have a pair or only, only have one at this time. You only get a pair of feet. So take care of them while you can. Clean them. You clean them. Okay? All right. So with that being said.
Because we saw, like, there were other videos that were posted as well. We saw a woman that was actually punched in the face by a beauty store employee. And I was really taken aback by that. I'm pretty sure people have seen that one. And I saw another video of a black-owned nail salon owner going to an Asian-ran nail salon and pass out her informational flyers, urging patients to visit her nail salon for their nail needs. And I thought that was amazing. Like, kudos to you, queen. And what really would have been beautiful, you guys, is if every person she handed that flyer to just stood up and just followed her to her salon.
Right.
And even one girl proceeded to pick out her nail color even after she was given the flyer. And the king that was recording the video was just said, let this be the last bit of money that you give them people. Okay?
Now, with that being said, one, let's just adjust the simple factor. When we go to businesses and you're assaulted in any way, shape, or form, someone is demeaning you and your character and the likeness of not only
profiling
you. You do not have to spend one, your money, but your time is something that you don't get back. You don't have to spend your time in that negative, in that negative energy. So shout out to, this young, black owner of her own nail salon, a nail technician. If we're going to keep it what it is, keep it what it is. It's a young black technician, that business owner that is trying to get it right. And with those situations, we have our women being attacked. And if you look at the video, too, that are out there, people act differently when there are male forces behind as well.
Yes, queens, we need our kings.
So, so people act differently when they know that there's support too as well. And as life and as so on and so on. But we really want to make that an open opportunity. And we're not in one. I want to stop that too, because I know we have other brothers and sisters from different walks of life and different shades, wherever we want to go with that. But we're not trying to use a separation. But let's keep in mind, there are places that you can go. Little Italy, Chinatown. You can go to places where you can see primarily the culture that's there. Okay, so what's so bad about having black owned businesses?
Absolutely.
And us trying to support not only within our community, and we're also, of course, going to be open to those that understand that we're open to others that are open to us. It's all love at the end of the day.
Take our blocks back, you guys, because our community should look like our communities. The same way they have certain towns set up for certain people. They have, you know, we need our own towns. We need to walk in every store and see someone that looks like you and see the joy, the warmth that they present you with. It's just completely different.
And again, and with that being able to mix in different cultures, though, that people have that same likeness and mindset, because I know other people, and even people that look like us too, may have different likenesses or mindsets. But the first thing that we're trying to put off is it does start at home first. It does start in the community. When you're able to have that essence first, that those building blocks, and then you build from one person to the next within your community, you'll see that the younger generations will catch on to that. And they'll say, oh, well, we need to start building blocks. And then you'll start to see the potential and the reality of those individuals that are in that community. Mm-hmm. Then you're investing. This is what we're talking about. Investing in other opportunities. And then you can reach out to other cultures or your other brothers and sisters. And we can start exchanging. But you got to get at home right first.
Yes, got to take care of home first.
Got to take that.
You can't give nothing that you don't have.
That's right.
That's straight up.
That's right. But with that, also rolling into some.
Right. Do you have anything to talk about for last week?
Last week.
Self-esteem.
And that's why.
Yes, mm-hmm. that last episode had me feeling so esteemed.
Yeah.
So proud of myself and so securing my thoughts and knowing that I have control over things and I'm just overthinking unnecessarily.
I think that a part of this too, building a higher self-esteem, just like last week, it's important to do so each and every day, mm-hmm. regardless, and we have to work on ourselves each and every day. Mm-hmm. We were born to learn continuously. So yes. With that, you have to force the effort to not only uplift yourself, but also others that are around you. And it first starts with yourself and your esteem. Build up, and you know where we're going with this, everybody.
Exactly.
You
honesty
already know.
And some mild pledge, you guys. Let's get to it so we can get on mm-hmm. with the amazing episode we have for you guys.
So to the best of our knowledge, we will be honest without compromising ourselves or any parties who wish to take part. Doing your own research
is a necessity.
Mm-hmm.
Check your emotions at the door and embrace pure facts. Most importantly, King,
remember to always smile because you have the weapon of
knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man news, you guys, this is media absent news. This is news that
you have
to seek for. You're not gonna get it on your normal news stations. You have to seek for this.
Boom.
You have to get it.
Media absent news.
This is going to be mostly shout outs this week. Some mm-hmm. positive energy being thrown up into the atmosphere so it can be presented back down onto us.
Absolutely.
And you all as well. When I say us, I mean all of us.
So our first shout out is going to go to
Vanessa E. Weitch is mm-hmm. Deputy Director of NASA's Johnson Space Center, a position she assumed on August 8th. And in this role, Weitch assists in leading an organization of nearly 10,000 civil service and contractor employees in Houston, including those at White Sands Test Facility in New Mexico, and also assists with a broad range of human space flight activities.
Mm-hmm.
She posted on Twitter saying, "So excited to be Deputy Director of NASA Johnson. As we continue excellence in human space exploration, thanks to Director Mark G for this tremendous opportunity."
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, shout out to you, Queen. I'm so proud, feel really proud to be Black right now.
Absolutely.
Because there's just so much energy going on right now mm-hmm. in our community, and it's amazing.
And with that being said, too, outside of everything that happens, you know, outside of our community, which still affects us in all cases in point, we did get a chance to see this administration's vice president. Mm-hmm. He did note that we would be opening, and when I say we, the United States of America, is opening up a space force. So to
yes.
have a highlighted, a decorated, a more than the qualifications are way. She doesn't need any other recommendation besides herself and her own stamp.
Yes,
and we appreciate it.
People are already prepping for this to happen. I saw a commercial earlier of this guy who was promoting his business about a hotel that is in space.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they're sending out like brochures now already. It's not going to happen. I think he said like until 2023 or something like that when mm-hmm. they wanted to launch. But he was like, "We're sending out brochures and things to clients." And it's just amazing to see where we're going to be, and hopefully this will progress us further and we won't just be sitting on our hands for the next couple decades and just saying that we have a space program.
Exactly. See, first of all, where Queen and I, our minds are, and if you haven't gathered it yet, stop worrying about the one of the puzzle pieces that's connected to the picture. Worry about the whole picture, please, on where you're going to be taking the spaces at within those puzzle pieces. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about. Take advantage of all of the other puzzle pieces while you're also looking at the big picture, okay?
Yes.
And also be able to know how to hold hands with others while you're trying to put the picture together with them, so you'll all see. Because in the future, I don't know about y'all, but to stop all this time wasting with traffic, can we please get a teleporter from one place to the next?
Oh my gosh.
Or at
people
least
be teleporting everywhere.
or let's start a little bit smaller. And we stamp it right here on QK.JJ right here. You heard it right here, okay? And we're gonna have some issues if something happened. I don't get my little slice of this doggone pie right here. Run me my ducats. We at least need a transportation device, okay, to deliver these packages when we order them online. Okay,
thank you.
Okay, so think about this. All right.
As soon as you order.
All right. No. We gotta let people hear this. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you at the barbecue with the family, you know, you hooking it up. Matter of fact, y'all got the go-go playing in the back, y'all already know. Chuck, baby, don't. Hey, you already know how the joint is going right now. And I'm just giving you that highlight. You know, the grill's feeling good. And what happens? Everybody got a plate, but we ran out of napkins. Now, I know what it sounds like. Rome, how does that happen? Jerry, how does that happen? How do you run out of napkins? Mm. Order them online. Bow. Get that joint. Zoop. Got some napkins sitting right there.
Space drop.
Drop that one time. And if you ain't catch that, then you ain't looking at the big picture. Okay. Next. We're going to look at the
city of Boston.
Mm-hmm, another media absent news, but if you have caught it, we do appreciate you catching up. Mm-hmm. City of Boston appoints first ever black police commissioner.
There we go.
And Mayor Martin J. Walsh has announced the appointment of William Gross as the city of Boston's first African-American commissioner of the Boston Police Department, who will assume the duties and responsibilities of Commissioner William B. Evans, mm-hmm. who retired from Boston Police Department on Saturday, August 4th. Now, Gross previously served as superintendent and chief of the Boston Police Department.
Babe, so you mean to tell me
mm-hmm.
that they have not had a single black commissioner in Boston? This is the very first.
If I'm reading that correctly, yes.
All right, I'll just let that sit there.
The city of Boston appoints its very first ever black police commissioner. We can let that rest on them right quick.
I'll just let that rest.
Because the whole point here is to make sure that people do their research. So we'll just go ahead and let that rest there. And not to, you know, throw any shade on Boston, but it's like,
I'm just tired of them using this first thing. Like, they're trying to negate the fact that it is the first. It shouldn't have taken this long that it is the first.
That's true.
They're doing it more like, it's the first. So, I mean, haha, take it. You know, congratulations. It's the first.
When we should just be saying congratulations. Because yes, obviously,
congratulations to this man. He's a human. He's mm-hmm. nothing different from the person that's leaving. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that.
Now, the bonus factor of the social mentality that is being put upon everyone is that, yes, he is of a darker hue, so obviously we're going to go with the label of being black. So we are going to congratulate the black man, or this black man, because it is an important viewpoint of someone that may represent him in a young and a younger form of fashion, yes, makes a good representation, and that mirroring process may actually open up the doors for someone else. So yes, we do thank that black man, and we do thank Boston for electing this black man as the first ever police commissioner.
We salute William Gross.
Yes, we do.
King William Gross,
we thank you. Mm-hmm. We thank you. And also, in our news today.
Yes, so black abolitionist pens open letter to the Queen of England requesting her support for the 400th anniversary of the first Africans to arrive on English American soil.
Now, Queen, let's just stop right there, because the headline is loaded. And why I mention the puzzle pieces is because every time we speak, there's going to be points in here we're going to have to learn. Yeah. First of all, a black abolitionist pens open letter to Queen of England. Now, I'm going to just stop you right there. Have you noticed there is no calling involved, okay? It said pens an open letter, okay? Mm-hmm. Pens. Mm-hmm. Wrote that joint. There is no... The queen ain't getting on the phone, bruh. You're going to have to write a letter. Understand, yes, the power that you have. A
strongly worded letter at that.
Folk going to have to stop calling and start writing letters, because when you start understanding that power right there.
Save up your envelopes. Get the ones with the little pull tab so your saliva doesn't dry out from looking at all those envelopes, and send it how you really feel, okay?
And again, on that portion, when you start opening yourself up to that and establishing yourself at that label as a queen or a king, and you're pushing that label, or you're establishing that label, because we all are. You know, we're boxed differently if you choose to open that gift. But from what I see on this, an abolitionist pens open a letter to the Queen of England requesting her support for the 400th anniversary of the first Africans to arrive on English American soil.
400 years. That's crazy. If only, you know, you can just see a little window into what actually was going on then, you know? Just a little snippet, a little video back, you know, way back then. Anyway, Benita Benitez, a self-proclaimed abolitionist and genealogist, is appealing to the Queen of England to support an upcoming historical event. It is the 400th anniversary of the arrival of the first Africans on English American soil, and Benitez believes that the Queen is the only one who can acknowledge and denounce the crest of John Hawkins for the atrocity of slavery and one of the worst crimes committed against humanity.
One of the worst crimes.
Do your research. Figure out who John Hawkins is if you don't already know.
Now, just a snippet. It is an
earful. The truth will set you free, but first it's going to piss you off.
Okay? Thank you. Shout out to Pharrell.
Yeah.
And Queen Rihanna. Thank you, King Pharrell. And yes. Queen Rihanna. We want to shout out for that lemon.
I appreciated that.
Yes. Was that the song? I'm sorry.
Yes, it was. Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry. They, classics already. All right. So, just a snippet of her letter. This is raw. This is all live, and we love it.
Yes, exactly. Because the unedits makes it funnier, I believe. Anyway, go ahead.
So, just a snippet of her letter. John Hawkins, as in previous voyages, went to Sierra Leone, took part in native wars, assaulted and set fire to native towns of over 8,000 inhabitants, which are still living the aftermath from these voyages. His coat of arms and crest may represent the heroic achievements and massive material wealth for England. However, it symbolizes forms of discrimination and hatred, not only going on in America, but also across the entire globe.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
So, now,
yes. I mean, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Queen. Go ahead.
I was just going to leave that with them because that's something that I took time to really dive into, and I hope that you all would do the same as well. And if you want to learn more about Vanita Benitez, you can go to www.nationalfreedomday.com.
Thank you. Now, next up on our main news, that would be media absent news, Black psychologists reveal the real motivation behind female rivalries and how to start the healing process.
I was excited when I saw this headline because I was like, tell me more, because every... just certain women that I meet, we all know when we've met another certain woman and there's been some type of tension and we can never figure out what it is, why it was there, and what was even happening with it. Sometimes our lips don't even part to say a word to one another. So when I saw this headline, I was just like, tell me more. Let's dive into it. Let's see what's going on.
And, you know, and not to just say that it's, just targeting too, because, and again, some people think, but we just put this out here in general because Black males, we have our own as well too, and everyone, but regardless, the baseline of this story is what motivates females to, let's start this over again. All right. What motivates females of multiple ethnicities
to bully, trash talk, sabotage, and humiliate one another? How can so many women form close relationships while at the same time secretly gossiping, competing, betraying, backstabbing, and envying? Secret betrayal. How to Heal Female Rivalries by Kathy Holloway Hill shows women how to have closer, healthier, and more authentic relationships with each other and themselves. You want to take it away, King?
Yeah, I blame men.
I'm not going to put all the blame on them because, as we learned in our last episode, we have to take self-blame as well. We have to acknowledge what we've done wrong, accept, and forgive.
That's true. Okay. But you know, when you the motivates is specifically between multiple ethnicities. When you said bully, trash talk, sabotage, and humiliate, you know, men do that all the time.
Yeah.
So it was like, same thing. Yeah.
I think you guys are taught more to remove your emotions from a situation, so that kind of helps in a way.
Queen. Well, with that being said, Kathy, a life strategist and psychologist, breaks it down with her own experiences, tools, and behaviors to stop this epidemic head on. She has seen this behavior crush confidence, kill commitment, and destroy dreams. As an author, life coach, keynote speaker, and talk show host, she compiled the same formula that has helped thousands of others into her new book. Her book released this past June. It's timeless and must have.
So, ladies, The Secret Betrayal will provide knowledge on why it happens, how society reinforces hostile behavior, what men think about it, how the female brain is wired, and critical steps for healing, and much more. For more details and or to purchase the book, you can visit www.callowayhill.com.
And we'll spell that. That was www.
CHOLLOWAYHILL.com.
And we just want to just make sure that, again, go pick it up.
Yes.
Pick it up, because I think being that we want to learn more, not only about ourselves, but also we just want to learn in general. So having a book won't hurt anything, especially if you're going to learn something. Go pick it up. Or at least, you know, if you do pick it up, read it a little bit, you know.
Yes.
Get your thoughts on it.
Exactly. It was not that expensive. I already looked. I'm going to be picking mine up soon.
There you go. Now, this week's episode
is sponsored by
the salmon that
the salmon that I didn't get last episode, but we cooked some this week. Blackened, if you must know. And what else did we have with that, King?
We had some delicious. I'm just taking my time thinking about it, yo.
Yes, because I don't have to bring that back again. That blackened salmon is so good.
We had a salad with that. That was magnificent.
That was a mixed green salad, if you must know.
Mixed green salmon. Now, we also did some shrimp, too, as well.
Oh, yes. How did I forget about the shrimp?
How did you forget about the shrimp?
Oh, my God.
Okay, so count it. We got the blackened salmon. After that, we got the shrimp.
And that good shrimp. The shrimp is like $20-$30 a bag.
Treat yourself, okay?
Yes.
And if you have a family, you know, you one or two per person, but at least you know that you got it, though. You know that you got it,
exactly.
All right?
Exactly. Only one T-shirt per person.
You know, hey, you gotta, you know, stretch things. I understand, yes. You know. But, yes. You know, along with that, like I said, the blackened salmon, the shrimp, the salad, of course, we did have corn too, as yes. well. This corn was,
it's like a Mexican corn street food type of thing. I'm pretty sure everyone has actually, you guys, ignore that. But anyway, it's a Mexican corn Hello? Street snack food.
Hello?
Okay, you guys, ignore that. We are moving on. We're moving on, aren't we, King? We're moving on. No? Is there somebody there?
No, it was a call regarding gun regulation. Yeah, so I think that might be an important topic later on at some other time. I apologize for mixing that in right now. I really do. you just get one of those phone calls. Not to throw that up. You know what? We just gonna move that. I'm so sorry.
Yes, we will talk about that in a later episode. But you guys, I'm pretty sure you've seen it before. It's like a street food, where they take the corn on the cob, they rub it with mayonnaise and butter, and then they roll it in Parmesan cheese and hot peppers, and they add extra ingredients to it as well. Oh, it's just so good.
Yes. So
it's just so,
if you have the chance, you guys, okay, take the time, treat yourself, save it for if you want to, because I understand, yes. You know, we go to the store, it's expensive, especially if you want to get a nice hearty fish and, you know, something that's going to have, you know, fill you up, especially if you don't eat it that night. You can, you know, make it in the morning, whatever your breakfast is in the morning. But it was just beautiful. Take your time with it. If you have the air fryer, put it in the air fryer. If you don't, got a nice skillet, put it in there. You know, have it so to your likeness. Cook it to your likeness and enjoy. Season it, a little salt and pepper.
Oh, yeah.
Mouth-watering. Mouth-watering.
Love it.
Yes.
Love it. Okay, so black inspiration, a little positive, more positive energy to throw your way. We have a quote from Baba Gregory himself. Babe, you take it away.
I will take it away. Okay? Listen. The system has you thinking legal means right. But remember now, slavery was legal. If you have not yet discovered Baba Gregory, please do. Okay? If you have not discovered who Baba Gregory is, please do. People are gone too soon, and those people are usually the ones that have the most to teach us.
Yes.
And so last week's episode, I hope you had filled or were filled or you are feeling esteemed. Mm-hmm. Because, again, boosting your confidence, practicing positive self-talk, and knowing that you are not your circumstances. Mm-hmm. So this week, we wanted to follow up with some topics that would help you with the brand new you that you are embracing.
Yes, you guys. Positive energy is the key to keeping a smooth attitude. Mm-hmm. And certain days, your energy can feel like it's lacking, but there are different ways that you can keep the positive energy on track.
Yep.
And continue to attract positive energy as well.
Yes, I like that.
And the first thing you want to do, like we discussed when we first started the episode, is just waking up with the right energy and making sure you want to rise and feel in control of your day when you do rise. Mm-hmm. Knowing that you'll get done what you need to get done, and understand that you have to foster positive energy throughout the day, not just at this one instance.
Mm-hmm.
But do not stress yourself, okay? You got this.
You got this.
Yes.
Now, controlling your thoughts can help steer positive, you know, in the correct direction, because you really have to steer the positivity and stop fearful thoughts in their tracks. Please. Halt that. Yeah. Stop that.
Shut the brake down.
Mm-hmm. And no matter what may happen in general, I assure you, you will find a way to adapt or cope. And simply saying, today, good things are happening for me, that will honestly change that feeling and change the energy and cut off negative influences.
Mm-hmm.
Now, often sometimes it's not your energy that is low, but the company, you know, we keep can disrupt our energy. Take time to reflect on how certain things in your life are affecting you. And then, of course, are you draining you mentally or emotionally?
Yes.
Exactly. So think about that. Are you, or is the situation, the instance that you're in, is that draining you, whether that's mentally or emotionally? Now, mm-hmm. relationships are supposed to replenish you as well. And you have no remorse in cutting people off that mean you no good. So remember that. Relationships, they're supposed to replenish you, just like water. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That water.
It's supposed to replenish you, and you have to have no remorse when you're cutting people off. You have to keep positive and good energy.
Absolutely. And recognize your power. Please, queens and kings, stop thinking you are some weak person who cannot overcome their circumstances. Your energy is a powerful tool. I'm sorry. Tickling my feet.
I'm sorry. She's had such smooth feet since the pedicure.
Exactly. Which you all can have too if you just do your own pedicures at home with your loved ones. And your energy is a powerful tool. You are equipped with the ability to change anything you're not happy with.
Mm-hmm.
Your inner core will begin to awake as it thrives on new beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
And peace is still. You have to learn to work with the universal energy and not against it.
Yeah.
When things aren't going your way, sit still and allow the more favorable energy to return to your center. Take your cues from the ocean. Like energy, it ebbs and flows.
Mm-hmm. Now, what you also want to do is heal yourself and act in good faith. The new you cannot manifest unless you've unclogged your energy of hurtful memories and negative thoughts. Forgive and detach. Make sure you leave all negative thoughts and hurtful feelings in the past. I mean, it can be as simple as telling someone that you are releasing their energy from your life. I mean, simply mm-hmm. communicating that will be as easy as 1, 2, 3 release.
Yeah.
Another way to heal would be spending time with protected greens like nature. I mean, even playing with children can help you when it comes to focus. Of course, you do have to focus on more pure and beautiful forms of energy as well, too, because anytime you're around a child, they're going to sense and react more quickly to your energy than you would normally as being a elder being. Mm-hmm. You have to understand, with you being a timely elder being, that child is more closely attached to a universal order than you. So become correct with your energy.
Yes, kids, they glow. You can tell the kids are just uninhibited. They're just glowing. They're just living their lives. Mm-hmm. And you just happen to be a part of it.
Exactly.
And you have to take your cues from kids sometimes, too.
Mm-hmm. And incoming and outgoing energies must watch and must be matched as well. You must watch those energies and you must match it as well. You cannot attract great energy if your own is terrible. And actually, I'm glad that I used that. If you're owning that energy, terrible energy, if you're taking ownership of it, there's no way for you to release it. So if your own energy is there and it's terrible, then you're going to obviously attract bad energy. And act on principle. If someone has done something wrong to you, try not to retaliate. You're giving them energy that you need for yourself, actually. Karma is karma for a reason. Keep your focus on working hard, loving yourself and others, and staying out of complicated situations. And having morals and core principles will keep you in line with yourself and those around you.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that goes out comes right back.
Yes, it's a circle, mm-hmm. cycle of life.
And for those two that heard about the retaliation portion, it's hard in some instances.
Oh, yeah.
And as a footnote to put that there, but to be honest with you, it may seem sweet, like our dear brother Tupac would say, or King Tupac would say. Revenge may seem sweet, but the universe has its own way to deal with said energy.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said,
we're going to our love sack, and we're going to talk about protecting your heart.
Mm-hmm. Protecting your heart. That is going to be some very key steps and key points here. So drop us some gems. You better open up your ears.
It's important that you protect your heart at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not talking about staying away from black kryptonites like sugar and salt. We are talking figuratively. Be aware of what you are allowing in. Not everything is meant for you to bear. Just understand that, you know? Mm-hmm. And it can be hard to have an open heart after life's tribulations. Trust, we all experience some effed up things. But allow your heart to remain open, and it will strengthen your heart for future encounters, and the blow won't hurt as much the next time.
Some develop a wall, you know, that will no longer allow love in or out. But if you open your heart up more instead of closing it off, it will make it stronger, just like a normal heart. And hearts are obviously muscle, just like any other muscle in your body. It needs to be exercised. And if you do not train your heart, and I mean really train, it will never grow and become the strong muscle that it can be. Some ways to open up your heart if you are still suffering from hurt or pain, or if you're not suffering from hurt or pain, then okay, these are just some tips that you can still be, you know, it can still be useful. Like, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Practice yoga. And yes, I said it. Practice yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Physical exercise or meditation.
Yes, becoming more in tune with nature. Mm-hmm. Get out and feed off of the sun. Just immerse yourself in nature.
Mm-hmm. Essential oils. Lots of people rave about essential oils. They are large, of course, a large market. With so many out, there is a necessity to take your time and experiment, of course, which ones work particularly or best for you.
Mm-hmm. Practicing self-love, providing yourself with unconditional love and forgiveness is key.
Mm-hmm. Keeping gratitude journal. I mean, a lot of people may think that that seems a little off, but yeah, mm-hmm. keeping a gratitude journal at the end of each evening, write down a few things that you're grateful for.
Mm-hmm. Practice kindness. Make it a habit to send genuine good wishes to yourself and others.
Mm-hmm. And it's best to keep a routine, of course. Or like Queen would like to say that I would like to call it a blur.
Yes, it is a blur. That's what you call it. When we get into our daily rhythm, it makes the days go by easier and it makes them easier to process. And you have a set list of must-dos.
Mm-hmm. And our blur is based on work, exercise, health, and of course our brand, Queen and King. Okay.
Yes.
And there's always Jerry, right? There you go, by Jam and Jerry, right? Now there's always additional things thrown to try and take you out or to pretty much take out your blur. But it's easy to get back on track, honestly. It's a euphoric state in all means. Learning to love what you do is, in all words, a pleasure.
Absolutely, guys. Absolutely. And so, lastly, we're going to touch on honesty, okay? And I know a lot of people are probably like, honesty. Yeah, I'm honest all the time. but we're still going to dive into it a little bit. And you can take what you need to, take with a grain of salt, take what you need, leave what you don't for others.
Mm-hmm.
So what the heck is honesty and why is it so important anyway? Mm-hmm. By telling others the truth, they will respect and trust you. Honesty, even in a relationship, enhances the bond that you have, thus deepening the relationship and creating a closer connection. Self-respect is something that is also gained while practicing honesty.
While practicing dishonesty, and trust me, you have to practice this, obviously. But while practicing dishonesty, is the direct opposite of that. So people won't trust you when you lie, of course, and you lose valuable friends as well. You not only hurt yourself and your self-esteem, but your friends and loved ones all in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
In today's world, it's so easy to live in complete fabrication. I mean, some are even praised for it, to be honest. I mean, we see it every day. You all know what we are talking about. I mean, so can being honest be that much harder? Yes. Will it give you better moral compass? Absolutely. You know, but what you don't want to do is lie and then tell 10 or 20 other lies to protect that one lie.
Exactly. And then, now, how are you going to remember all of those lies?
Exactly.
Okay? Would you have like a lie spreadsheet that you keep all the time?
You're a pretty darn good lawyer at that point, man.
Exactly.
You got a whole spreadsheet.
But point is, it's just simple to tell it straight.
And don't overthink it. You know, don't overthink what someone might say either or how someone might react. And those are just thoughts. At the end of the day, you won't know until you know. Honesty keeps you more in touch with reality. It grounds you in a way. And the more honest you are with yourself and others, the better off your heart and soul will be. And not to say there are not times where lying, you know, is appropriate, like peer pressure, imminent danger, trying to surprise someone, job interview, when they ask you, do you need any time off within the first 6 months of your working with them, which obviously, depending on the type of you might want to, but seriously, and then there are instances where,
but you have instances where it's a necessity, and you pretty much get where I'm going with this. There are certain times where you have to lie, and there are certain times where you can embrace honesty and not feel bad about it. So I'm trying to think really quickly on my head if there's any time where I've had to lie to get through something in like a positive way. What do you think, babe? What are some times that you think it's okay to lie, or where lying is the only option? Because I know peer pressure all day. When we were growing up, we were kids, and we were going through like educational health and all that mess, they would tell us, you know, if you're ever feeling peer pressure, blame it on someone that's not there. Like, blame it on your parents. That you have to go home because, you know, your parents want you home, or just something like that.
Lying, in some instances, I've heard where some parents will lie to their kids to protect them from the truth, which in that instance to keep them innocent. I guess at that point, for that parent, depending on that situation, lying may seem like a good ideal. But as I've gotten older and I've thought about certain situations, I see why that line has came into place. But again, when you have to truly paint it back over 10 or 20 times with other lies just to make up for the one that you told, it starts to build a distrust. But again,
yes,
in some instances, maybe it helps, maybe it doesn't. Like, one, I'll give you this. Okay, mm-hmm. Think about like this. Say you're promoting your business, okay? And you want to tell people that we are going to be at such and such a location, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Now, all you have to do is promote your business, and then you say there's already X amount of people that are out there. Now, at that time, it may not have been X amount of people, but because you've already promoted that business to wanting that X amount of people there, the ones that were listening to it may think, well, there's already those people there, I might as well get there to see. Mm-hmm. So it builds and builds and builds. Now, that is a positive solution on lying, because in a way, you didn't lie to people. Mm-hmm. You just spread out that you have an expectation.
Exactly.
And if you fell short of that expectation, then technically you kind of lied.
Yeah.
Technically. So I would see that is if you're promoting yourself in a way where you're trying to build more people together, and you're saying at that time where there's already 500 of us here, when you know darn well there's probably only a good 300. Well, at least the other 1,000 people that are watching and those that have the opportunity to come will make it. So at that time where you said that they may not have been that many people, if you wait a little bit longer, the people might show up. Yeah. Dropping gems on them.
dropping gems as you walk.
So
that's pretty much it, you guys. It's pretty much all. It's not all, but it's all for now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember to write us at qk.jj@hotmail.com. Uh-huh. Follow us on Instagram.
Follow us.
Yes, at qk.jj. Rate, review, and subscribe, please.
Follow these leaders, please, and embrace the facts. Conduct your own research, because
to the best of our knowledge,
we will be honest without compromising ourselves or any parties who wish to take part. Doing your own research is a necessity.
Check your emotions at the door and embrace pure facts.
Because most importantly, Queen, remember to always smile, because
You have the weapon of knowledge.
Till next time.
Queen Jam.
And King Jerry. Out.